You know, it's I may be a little sick, but I actually look forward to it. You know, you have your off season that you enjoy, and you work real hard, and it's finally where you get to go put the fruits of all your labor to work and see what kind of team you're going to have. And I'm excited about this group, the way we've worked this entire off season, and even going into my 14th year, I'm looking forward to getting into training camp July 27th.
About the way that Mike does the scheduling, it's different than the rest of the
Yeah, you know, most of those guys are throughout the league or down in the Bahamas or something right now. It's, you know, there's a typical schedule that gives guys essentially a month off at the end. And you know, I think players like that, but I can understand where Mike's coming from. And I think it's smart because you're out of sight, out of mind. And this is a game where if you aren't doing it on a regular basis, I think it's smart to play football, not just be working out close to camp. It keeps everyone fresh in their minds. We'll come into camp, I think, sharper because of it. It's a good schedule.
You guys obviously have some fun out there in the team's offense, defense. Is there any fun having between the levels of the defense? Because you guys have so much talent at each level of the defense. You guys rib each other, jostle with each other, kind of keep things loose, fresh, and motivate each other.
Absolutely. You got to have fun out here. You know, you got to adhere to your standards, and we want to be the best, and we want to take a jump from where we were last year. And, you know, it's a great competitive atmosphere out here with our offense being they have high standards too. And but you got to have fun, and we certainly do that well out here on the field.
Let me ask you, you guys were so good. You said you have to take a jump from last year. You want to. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, it's you kind of think that right after the season, but every time you go back and break yourself down, you self-scout. We did certain things well. There's certain things we can vastly improve it. And Mike does a great job of identifying those, and then we work on them during our offseason, work on them during these camps. And as long as you stay strong at the places you were strong and then improve upon the places, third down's one tangible thing we can get a lot better at. The red zone on defense is another thing we can get better at. You know, we did great scoring defense, but I think we can be a lot better. We've got the makings of I've been on number one defenses before, and we've got the makings of that around here, and I think you can say the same thing for the offense. The standards are high.
John, I don't know if you asked about Darren, but I mean, do you see him playing with more confidence in the second year guy? Has he made that pick?
Yeah, you know, I've told you guys from the beginning, I was so impressed with the way they came in, both those guys, Darren and Dominique, as rookies, playing a position that's really tough to play. But you can see the maturity, and you can see those guys. You know, I think they'll take a big jump, and that will only help our defense. Things like third down, I think, will get a lot better. And I think it was pretty evident late in the year when we were missing Darren, you know, just how valuable he is to this team in so many ways, not only on defense, in the return game. He's a big part of this team.
John, the impact that Larry Porter has in this defense, and obviously how much credit does he get for where this team was defensively last year, where it seems to be in line for this season as well?
Yeah, I think he deserves a lot of credit. Anytime you've been doing it at a high level over a long period of time, you know, you look to the guy who's leading the charge, and Larry has done a fine job around here. And, you know, that's for the entire defensive staff. Bob Sloat came in the secondary and really, I think, solidified things and improved our scheme. And you know, what I like about Larry is he's not afraid to look at what we've done and say, you know what, we can do this better, and we may need to change this. And he's not so stuck in his ways that he won't change. And you know, those are the kind of guys you want to play for. He's got a lot of passion for the game. I love playing for him.
Now, you guys are just out here in shorts and helmets. Are you sad that you don't get to hit anybody?
Nah, you know, that's one thing that, you know, in Bronco land, we don't do a whole lot of hitting during the year. But, you know, one thing I found out during training camp, Mike likes to pound a little. And he's always on a secondary players about getting in those running backs and making them feel the pops. And so there'll be plenty of that going on. And I like saving that for Sundays and Monday nights and things like that.
14 years, how's your body feeling coming into another training camp?
I feel outstanding. You know, I had probably my most healthy year as a pro last year. And a lot of that's luck, but a lot of it's hard work. And the type of work we do around here with Tootin and Greek and those guys keeping you in shape. And then just what you do on your own time. And I take a lot of pride in being able to do that. I feel outstanding.
Thanks, John.
All right, thanks, John.